on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Things are heating up at Dillard's Cosmetics Department. Saturday, June 30th from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's the first annual summer heat event. If you have skin that needs to be refreshed and revitalized, you need great new color, perfect foundation matches, cool off with fun games, giveaways, a live DJ, plus so much more. To reserve your gift, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Cosmetics Department in the Alexandria Mall. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services, specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Join thousands as we celebrate the 2012 18th Annual Natchez, Louisiana Heritage Festival in Natchez, Louisiana. Located 9 miles south of Natchez, Louisiana, the atmosphere will be electrifying with live music, live band, food, and activities for the entire family. Come join this year's festival, absolutely free and open to Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. The parade leads the festival, and the lineup begins at 9 a.m. at the United Missionary Baptist Church on Highway 1 South. This year's 18th annual Natchez, Louisiana Heritage Festival comes alive with the rededication of the Natchez Pecan Park, all happening June 23rd. Vendor booths are available, and for more information, you can contact Monique Sarpy at 318-332-8264. The 18th annual Natchez, Louisiana Heritage Festival, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network, and our website is www.onpointcxmas.com. Well, it's the day that we all live to live for, love to live for. It's Friday. It's the weekend, baby. And it's going to be an incredible weekend. But before we start talking about what's happening this weekend, mainly the Natchez, Louisiana Heritage Festival, we got to talk about the Heat, the Miami Heat. Well, they did it in five games. It was an incredible finish, and we were shouting all the way.
Yeah.
What do you say about LeBron James?
I say LeBron James is a freak of nature, and he got that monkey off his back last night.
Oh, I know. It was so exciting to sit and watch him hoist the 2012 NBA champion Larry O'Brien trophy. The Miami Heat did it. And you know what? As we sat and we watched, and, you know, there were so many people rooting against him and praying that he wouldn't be successful. And it was really, really just good to see the desires of his heart finally realized. And as you said, to get that monkey off his back. And what an incredible series that was, huh?
Absolutely phenomenal. The game last night looked like they just took it in grand fashion. They went home and won three in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And what about Kevin Durant, man? The class he showed after losing the game.
Yes.
You know, some people are just losers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when things don't go their way, they losers. They cry about it. What he did was show class.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just a class act and a phenomenal player.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just good to see the young brothers handling themselves the way that they did.
And you know what? When you talk about that class, these are really just kids, 23 years old.
Absolutely. Absolutely. To be a grown man with no class is just not good.
Yeah, and to be sportsmen. And you know what? I loved it. It was a hard-fought series, five games. We hoped that it would go to game seven or at least a sixth game. But you know what? We were so elated for King James. And as we were sitting and watching the game last night, and I just wanted to share this with people because I think that it was so much bigger than that. And what God showed me even in this is that when you're anointed to do something, it doesn't happen overnight. You see, when David was anointed king, he didn't immediately become king. He was anointed, and then he had to still go out and tend sheep. Well, LeBron had been anointed. The media, the pundits call him King James. But it still took 9 years before he saw the fullness, do you see?
Absolutely.
And the manifestation. And I think that that's just a word for each and every person that has been anointed, if you will, to do something. That sometimes in that, not sometimes, all the time, it's a process. And can we say enough about Juwan Howard?
Woo! After 18 years.
18 years. Now, you talk about had to tend some sheep. 18 years before he won his first NBA championship. So there were a lot of firsts for a lot of people. And, you know, it's just good to see that God is still on the throne. And, you know, you look at these guys and you're saying, well, they're making millions and millions of dollars. What's the big deal? Well, you know what? Even people who make millions and millions of dollars have prayers and have dreams. And it's good to see that happen. And hats off to the Miami Heat. It was an incredible series. LeBron James, D-Wade, Bosch, Miller, Chalmers. You just can't say enough about all those guys and how they came together as a team. And before I leave the Heat, D.C., I want to talk about what LeBron talked about, humility.
Yes.
And how he said, you know, how he was last year and how he played with a lot of really hatred and a lot of malice.
Venom. Really upset that things don't go the way you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much playing with losers, in loser status.
Right. And venomous because of the people and what the people were saying. And he said, you know, I felt last year like I had to prove something to the people. But this year he came back and he said, I came back with the love and the passion for the game. And when you have love and passion, whether it's in basketball or just the game of life, good things will happen because we know God is love.
Absolutely. And when you dump on people, the people will dump on you.
Absolutely. And you know what? We're super excited about this morning's show. And we're super excited about being at the Natchez, Louisiana Heritage Festival. And we're going to talk all about that.
Natchez.
And DC told me he's
the winner.
He told me he was going to get great candy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're going to get great candy to throw.
Absolutely.
The good kind.
Candy. We'll be throwing candy out of the OPT Cruiser, the absolute only show in Louisiana with a cruiser. We will be there.
Absolutely. We're excited about it. And we're excited about this morning's show. You talk about people living with passion. Well, we're going to introduce you to two ladies when we come back that are living their passion and inspiring others to do the same. You're on point, everybody. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back right after this.
With your donation.
Join thousands as we celebrate the 2012 18th Annual Natchez, Louisiana Heritage Festival in Natchez, Louisiana. Located 9 miles south of Natchitoches, Louisiana, the atmosphere will be electrifying with live music, live band, food, and activities for the entire family. Come join this year's festival, absolutely free and open to Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. The parade leads the festival, and the lineup begins at 9 a.m. at the United Missionary Baptist Church on Highway 1 South. This year's 18th annual Natchez, Louisiana Heritage Festival comes alive with the rededication of the Natchez Pecan Park, all happening June 23rd. Vendor booths are available, and for more information, you can contact Monique Sarpy at 318-332-8264. The 18th annual Natchez, Louisiana Heritage Festival, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
J&J Exterminator is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCU.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana.
Part of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is an On Point Talk playback. Emmy Award-winning talk show host, Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz, we're so glad to have you back. And you know, of course, that this is Heart Month for Women. And you have the 28-day Prevent a Heart Attack plan. And I want to start by talking about that and how you came up with that.
Well, I know that a lot of folks try to quantify their lives in ways that are manageable. You know, 1 month's a pretty good time period to aim for. And you recognize you cannot get rid of a bad habit. You got to replace a bad habit with a good habit. So when it comes down to heart disease, and just for the women out there, you know, it's Heart Month, but we specifically are focusing on women's heart disease because you're the glue of society. It's your hearts that end up helping the male heart too. And so I've gotten some tips that you can use for your hearts, but the tax is you're going to spread the word to the rest of the family.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Friday, and this segment of the OPT is sponsored by J&J Exterminating, 50 years of serving Louisiana. It's mosquito time, it's pest time, and for a free consultation, you can phone J&J Exterminating at 800-819-5323. Get on the right financial path with your pathway advisor, Carol Kinder. If you're saving for retirement, your 401k, your kids, whatever it is, Carol Kinder is right on point. And here's the number you can phone for a consultation. It's 318-448-8600. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Like a good neighbor, Rosa and her team serve Rapides Parish, and they're here to serve you. And for more information, all you got to do is phone 318-487-1881. Well, you know, every single day we try to celebrate people who are living their dream and making it happen. And this morning is no different. We're joined by two incredible women who have birthed their dreams. And their dream was to start a magazine, or one of their dreams was to start a magazine. And it's called Mature Woman Now. Mature Woman Now is a magazine that was founded in May of 2011. And the purpose of the magazine was to provide women with important articles addressing the challenges of life, to inspire them, to encourage them, and to be supportive in reading great things about women that are doing amazing things in all walks of life. We want to introduce you this morning to the publishers and owners of Mature Woman Magazine, Simone Higginbotham and Nicole Jones. Ladies, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And it's important for me to let our listeners know that you guys are in the capital city, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And first of all, Simone, I want to start with you, and I want to start by talking about how Mature Woman was birthed in your spirit.
I would say that it was conceived through a whole journey that I'd already traveled in my life prior to coming up with the idea of the notion of starting a magazine. I had went I've been online looking through several sites, looking for something that kind of would speak to me, something that I could go to day to day and read, find something maybe inspirational or something that would educate me or empower me, but mm-hmm. I couldn't find anything. Everything that I found there was something that would be geared towards my daughter's age group, which is 18 to 25.
Mm-hmm.
So after doing that, and I looked around even more so I spoke with Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling her about it. There's nothing online for us, our age group, which it would be 30 and above.
Mm-hmm.
So I told her, you know, I'm thinking about starting my own magazine. And I think at first it really was something that I probably didn't take seriously, you know, when you're mm-hmm. thinking about things and you're putting something out there on the table until it becomes an actual reality. It doesn't come home, and you know, until you mm-hmm. actually see it
mm-hmm.
coming forth.
Right.
So she said, well, if you do it, I'll do it with you. So from that point, that was January of 2011. So we started doing research. We started looking at who our competitors would be, what we would have to do. We started speaking with someone about the website because it would be an online publication in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we came up with the, you know, the notion and how I came to the magazine. I'm going to say this. Also, I think it was also initially an outlet for me
mm-hmm.
Because I have a column that I would do every month. It was called Living Without Limits. And it basically lets everyone know about things that I go through as a woman, and I'm quite sure other women can relate to the things that I've been through or things that I'm going through
mm-hmm.
or I've been through.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be something inspiring. It made some months it was something that was funny, something funny that happened to me or something that's totally crazy that's going on in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I did that as a way of therapy for me. It was my release.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully in that process, I was able to help other women like myself. So it was something of a spur of the moment thing, but it has turned out. I've learned a lot. It's been an incredible journey.
Absolutely. And so, Nicole, for you, when Simone came to you and posed this idea, what did you start to think?
Well, I mean, I had a lot of thoughts was going through my mind at the time when I saw the vision she was trying to take.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying that would be something that I am very interested in doing. So let's do some research, you know, let's get some things together, and we just go ahead and meet at a ground point where we're going to do this thing, do it and do it right. So
mm-hmm.
to her point, it was something that I guess I felt the same way. I took it serious, but not took it serious, you know what I mean? Because
mm-hmm.
I was working full-time on another job, and I had other irons in the fire and things of that nature. But once we started getting off the ground and we started seeing the amount of response coming from
mm-hmm.
the social media and people that knew us closely and people outside of St. Louisiana started reaching in, that's when I think it dawned on me that this is something that can be phenomenal for all women,
mm-hmm,
you know. So
mm-hmm.
that's pretty much I have to add to that.
And so, Simone, for you, you talked about the things that you go through, and we've said often that on this show that women suffer in silence, and so you felt like this would be a really great outlet for women to begin to talk about and to begin to share those experiences that are common. Talk about how you've started sharing your own experiences.
First of all, I am a divorced mother of a teenage daughter. That's a job
mm-hmm.
within itself.
Yes, it is.
Also, I started to let them into my day-to-day life, things that were going on in my life that the average person would not let the world know.
Mm-hmm.
It has helped me to understand myself, to get to know myself, and to know why I do some of the things that I do. One of my biggest things that the largest thing that I talk about within this column is the fact my battle with my weight.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of women struggle with that. And, you know, I tell the story, if I fell off the wagon and I tell how I get back up, you know, I dust myself off
mm-hmm.
and get back up and I start all over again, that's a constant battle for me.
Mm-hmm.
I've been overweight all my life.
Mm-hmm.
But that is something that, you know, you have to first accept who you are And then in order for you to change who you are, you have to accept who you are. And through that process, I've been able to accept myself and not look at myself as a size, mm-hmm. but to look at myself as a human being, not the size of my body, but the size of my heart. That, in turn, I think may help women that are going through something very similar to what I'm going through, because that's something that, as women, we're looked at the aesthetic of us.
Mm-hmm.
We're looked at the outside, and we've never, never, never looked at who we are inside. So, and that process has given me the opportunity to find out who I really was or who I really am.
Mm-hmm.
And that order that lets other women know who they are and, you know, what you can do to do this. You know, it's no overnight cure for weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that, you know, you have to make up in your own mind. Just like anything else, like drug addiction, alcoholism, you mm-hmm. have, it's a battle.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of my biggest, the thing that I talk about mostly in Living Without Limits, and also about women not limiting themselves and put themselves in a box.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely.
So those are the things that I talk about. I also talk about relationships, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing that we define ourselves by, relationships with the opposite
mm-hmm.
sex.
Mm-hmm.
No man should define who you are.
Absolutely.
So those are the three top things that I try to get out there, and those are the things that I live through and I go through. So I feel like I'm no different from no other woman. So I'm not afraid to allow people, you know, on my fan page, a lot of people, I had an extreme amount of weight loss last year,
uh-huh.
during this time at the very beginning of this.
Mm-hmm.
And then somehow with the magazine and other things that were going on in my life, I gradually started to gain the weight back.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm at the point now, what I'm going to start writing about and putting out there is my journey of getting back on that horse and dusting myself mm-hmm. off and getting myself, you know, self together and start back all over again. It's never too late to start all over again. And that would be my point of what I'll write about now.
Absolutely.
So that's what Living Without Limits is about for me.
Absolutely. What we're going to do, ladies, is we're going to take a quick break. But you know what? You are every woman. The magazine is for every woman. It's called Mature Woman Now. And we're going to take a quick break. You're on point, but we'll be back with more. Stay with us right after this. Heating up at Dillard's Cosmetics Department. Saturday, June 30th from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's the first annual summer heat event. If you have skin that needs to be refreshed and revitalized, you need great new color, perfect foundation matches, cool off with fun games, giveaways, a live DJ, plus so much more. To reserve your gift, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Cosmetics Department in the Alexandria Mall. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is the On Point Talk playback. Monique. Oscar and Golden Globe Award winner and international talk show host.
Monique, it's amazing to know that every time we see the Monique Show and those doors open, that you're the first African-American woman to host a late-night TV talk show. Talk about that.
I am having the time of my life. Every night when that elevator door opens up, baby, the little girl and me want to just run out of there.
Really?
It is everything that I thought it would be, and then it slips into things that I couldn't have even imagined.
Monique, tell me this real quick before you leave. I know you got to go. This is your second time coming to On Point Talk. We love having you. How do you like being on point with Carlette Christmas?
I love it!
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank. What's in your wallet? Also, Brian Kubereau and Associates, serious injuries, they absolutely deserve serious consideration. For a consultation, a free consultation, phone Brian Kubereau at 318-253-0900. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, great food, great fun, great fellowship, great activities. If you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, we're talking to two incredible women that are living their dreams. And they have started a magazine called Mature Woman Now. The owners and publishers of the magazine are with us this morning, Simone Higginbotham and Nicole Jones. And Nicole, we were talking during the break, and I was talking about the word possibility because we talk about it on the show all the time. And something really, really unique happened to you. you had been on your job for many, many years, and pick it up from there. You've been on your job, and then you end up losing your job. Talk about that.
Okay, well, as you mentioned earlier, that we did start the magazine in May 2011. From that point, I was still working a full-time job as the operations manager. And from May to October, I was doing so much work with my job and didn't have to come home and babysit my two-woman now, working at night about 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, trying to get things done, making sure things are edited and things of that nature. So in October, I lost my job after being on the job for 10 years, and I was going through an emotional state at that point because I never did think, you know, after being dedicated and loyal to a job for so long that it would happen the way it did. So for a few days had passed, then I had a speaking engagement that I had to attend. So I had pretty much was doing a speaking engagement. And this lady, after the event was over, she called me to the side and she asked me, she said, ma'am, she said, I want to ask you a few questions. And I said, sure, you know. I thought she was something about my book or about the magazine or something like to that nature, but it was something very personal that she wanted to ask me.
Okay.
And she asked me the question, say, did you ask God to have you move to move you away from that job? And I said, I said, well, yeah, kind of, sort of. I said, yeah, I have been praying on it. Yeah. She said, well, I want you to know that God told me to tell you this before I leave this building, is that he may not... You may not have liked the way the terms of events had transpired the day that you was exited off your job, but he has something bigger and better for you. He wants you to pursue this magazine.
Wow.
So when she said that, the comments that came over me, because at the point I didn't know how I was going to be able to sustain my my financial situation. So I'm proud to say that it's all blessed with it all. I'm truly blessed that God has carried me and my family over from October to now to this day. I have been working full time for the magazine, you know, so I'm grateful for that. And I have put more hours with the magazine, of course, than I ever had before. We have made tremendous milestones when it comes to the magazine. We have received so much embracing from our community and others outside the community to help encourage Simone and I both. It's been rocking, you know what I mean? Because as she can probably chime in any time, we have a close relationship. We are related, by the way, but yet our personalities are so different, which gives us a somewhat balance.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And so Simone, let me bring
you. We're moving so fast, it's like we start wait a minute. So it's like we play a tug of war, but at the end of the day, we know what's best for the magazine. It's not about she, it's not about me, it's what's best for our mission. And as long as we don't lose sight of our mission, we can go so much further than we are now.
Absolutely. And that's good stuff. And so, Simone, for you, what has this journey been like? Because anytime you embark upon a new journey, something that you have to really step out on faith and you're not sure how it's going to take care of itself, how it's going to take care of you, what has that been like for you, Simone?
I can't begin to tell you. The journey for me has been a journey of growth. Not so much... when I started the magazine, I was working, but at that point, I had noticed this is something that I wanted to really, really do. I'd never, ever really stepped out on faith in my life on anything without really thinking about it or just doing it. I had some money in my savings.
Wait, I want you to stop right there, Simone. You said never in your life have you ever stepped out on faith to do anything. How did you get the courage to get out of the boat?
My daughter.
Good. Let's talk about that.
My daughter, she's always been the reason behind anything that I've ever done. Because I saw this as an opportunity, because at this time, she was 16 years old at that time, and she's beginning to come into the adulthood to realize what she wanted to do in life and what she wanted to be. And I wanted her to look at me and see that if my mother
and I'm what you would consider something of a wallflower. Mm-hmm. I'm not very. I've spoken in front of people and dealt with people as far as in front of large numbers more in the last year than I've ever in my life. I've never been the type of person to be, you know, just mm-hmm. out there. I'm not flamboyant. I'm not, you know, I'm to do what anybody would say in school, I guess, you say I was a nerd or whatever you want mm-hmm. to call it, whatever mm-hmm. the label is.
Right.
But I wanted her to see, and she's very much like that. But I try to do that because I bring her with me just about anywhere that I can go that she's old enough to, if she's old enough to attend and get there, she's with me. Mm-hmm. I want her to, she's my inspiration in this journey, to show her that as a woman, you can do anything that you want to do. The world owes you everything.
Oh, that's wonderful. And so I want to get back to Simone stepping out of the boat, because when you said that, mm-hmm. it just absolutely resonated in the spirit, because there are women just like yourself that have said, or maybe have not said, I've never had the faith. And I think that is so bold and so courageous of you to say, to step out, but you got it and you did it. Now, so let's talk about taking that step and what that felt like.
Actually, if it's possible, if I could remember the point in time when I was born, it's like being born again. It's like a freedom, a newfound
wow.
freedom. It's like being released from something, released from bondage, or just being like, I felt like I had been held down or held back, but now I could determine and make decisions about something that I had never been able to make many decisions about anything. From being a child, my mother made my decisions, mm-hmm. into being married, my husband determined my destiny. Mm. And after I was divorced, I guess that was, I let other things in my life determine my destiny. But at this point, as some people would say, I was the captain of my own ship.
I've
determined my own destiny and mm-hmm. where I'm going to go. And that's something that, you know, I've become a stronger person mm-hmm. for it.
And so, I feel that, Simone, and I feel that courage like building, you know, as mm-hmm. you're on this journey. And so I think it's important for people to know that you guys hadn't been in any business, especially not publishing. So not only is this a step of faith, this is a step really into the unknown.
Exactly. Exactly. Everything was hands-on. We learned everything as we went.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still, it's a every day I learned something new. And when we decided to go to print, I took upon myself, I was given the title of Director of Advertisement, and I knew nothing. I never did anything near that. So I took it upon myself. I just recently went to Barnes & Noble. I bought a book. Mm-hmm. I go to YouTube and I watch the videos, and I've gotten many books. I've read so many books from the library about this. So I take notes and I try to prepare myself. I wanted to learn everything I possibly could. But then, even with doing that, sometimes you have to make a detour from all of that, what you've learned as far as what you've read, what other people have written, mm-hmm. because every case does not fit. You cannot not always follow.
Right.
A blueprint for everything.
Right.
You have to learn how to make changes as you go
right.
to fit your situation. So that is something that I really, really enjoy, because that's a process of learning.
Mm-hmm.
And you always, it's a constant, this type of any business is a constant learning. You're learning something every single day you're involved. And that's what I love, the fact that I'm learning something and something that I can pass on, like I said. And that's why I take my daughter with me, because I want her to pick up on these things
mm-hmm.
and see. You know, sometimes I'll fail. Most times I'll fail at what I'm trying to do. But there are times when I win.
Mm-hmm.
And when I win and I've done something, I've acquired something that I set out to do,
mm-hmm.
that is the greatest feeling ever. It may be something very, very small. It may not be something large, but I feel like that I have overcome an obstacle.
Absolutely.
So that's the greatest thing about this journey for me.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to take a break here, but when we come back, I want to talk about what it feels like to shed that old skin and to be renewed and to start flying with Mature Woman Now. You're on point, everybody. We'll be right back.
I'll keep it low. If I say no, would you turn away or play me off, or would you stay up? Don't see.
yourself off and try again. You can dust it off and try again and try again. Cause if at first you don't succeed, you can dust it off and try again. Dust yourself off and try again and try again.
Things are heating up at Dillard's Cosmetics Department. Saturday, June 30th from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's the first annual summer heat event. If you have skin that needs to be refreshed and revitalized, you need great new color, perfect foundation matches, cool off with fun games, giveaways, a live DJ, plus so much more. To reserve your gift, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Cosmetics Department in the Alexandria Mall. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do, do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, and there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving. Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Best-selling author, Lisa Bevere.
And when you start writing this book and you start looking at the metaphor and the imagery of the lioness, you talk about awakening something uncontainable.
There is an amazing quote that I found when I was really on this pursuit. He said, if ever there comes a time when the women of the world come together purely and simply for the benefit of mankind, it will be a force. There's that uncontainable. It will be a force such as the world has never known.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Axion Texas Louisiana. They make small business loans to business owners with limited access to traditional sources of credit. The number to phone is 888-215-2373. Terra Home, I can't say enough about the wonderful giftables that you will find at Terra Home. And remember, it's wedding season, so if you're looking for a great wedding gift, if you're looking for a great anytime gift, Terra Home is where you'll want to start. 1355 Peterman Drive, right here in Alexandria. Also, Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. Listen, if you're looking to save and get all the channels that you want, plus HD for life, okay, here's the number. It's 318-767-2220. And, of course, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. Remember, they have a grant for free mammograms for the uninsured and the underinsured. It is something that every woman that is 40 years old and older who has not had a mammogram and you need a mammogram, y'all, you've got to call Cabrini Hospital and ask for Diane Kitts. That's K-I-T-T-S. Get on point with your mammogram. If you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, you know it just... I was telling Simone Higginbotham and Nicole Jones, it just warms my heart. I feel like I could run. They are the owners and publishers of Mature Woman Now. And you know what? You ladies are absolutely incredible. And we want to encourage every single woman, no matter what size, shape, color, spiritual background, that this is a magazine that you can log onto their website and really, really take advantage of. And Simone, I just want to finish with your story because it's an incredible story of self-renewal. And I feel in the spirit realm, Simone, so many people who are going through that position of change, they're in that position of change where it doesn't feel good. They don't know what's the next step. And you said something so powerful about stepping out on faith. And you know, most faith people usually they talk about faith, but they can never get to the faith. And you talked about stepping out. So the journey so far, have you been sorry that you stepped out?
No, I have not, because I've gained so much. Even though there have been some letdowns, there have been some setbacks.
Mm-hmm.
But I've gained so much. I've gained so much spiritually. I've gained so much as far as knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned a lot about human beings and their capacity to do good and their capacity to do bad.
Wow.
And
go ahead.
And you know... It's been eye opening. A lot of things that, you know, when you're like I said, when you're living and you're in a box, a lot of things that you don't realize about the real world. But I have had, at my age, I've had an eye opening experience about the real world, and that's one of the things that I'm so happy that I had an opportunity to do, because otherwise, if I had continued on the path that I was on, I would have never ever learned the things that I have, and I'm so thankful for that.
Wow, Nicole. Let me ask you about your journey and, you know, the changes that you've seen in your life since you guys have literally birthed the magazine. What has it been like for you?
Well, of course, my story is so much different from Simone. I've always been the one to be in the spotlight, per se, because I was a child, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nothing for me to get up to do a presentation or speak in front of an audience. So it's not so much that it has built my confidence up.
Mm-hmm.
However, it just makes me feel so much better that I'm contributing to something positive.
Mm-hmm.
On this, you
mm-hmm.
know. So that's what I probably would say, is that knowing that I'm doing something for a good cause, that's more than enough for me. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? So.
Mm-hmm.
and be able to help others, you know, inspire mm-hmm. others. And we as women all had our challenges and
That's
our
right.
stories and our testimonies. And I have never really been a one to keep things to myself. I mean, if anybody asks me what happened in my life, I'm not ashamed to. I never was a person who's embarrassed or ashamed mm-hmm. to say anything. So when it came to my book, you know, that was one of the main reasons why I wrote my book, is because I wanted to share testimonies. You know, sometimes we as women, we try to hide things away from our children or
right.
other people or what have you. And that's not always a good thing to do.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Because just like we had to live and learn mm-hmm. to make our mistakes, they have to do as well. Now, so with that being said, I am a vehicle to inspire other women through my own trials and tribulations.
Absolutely.
I don't have a problem saying, what happened to me. I don't have a problem. I'm not embarrassed about anything when it comes to Nicole, because I know that I'm the only one who made mistakes, and I'm not going to be the last one who ever made mistakes. And as long as we live and get up in the morning, we still going to make a lot of mistakes, even at our ages. So you live and you learn from your mistakes,
mm-hmm.
and I use this magazine to inspire those women that, hey, it's okay.
Absolutely.
Don't be embarrassed of what happened in your life. If somebody physically abused you, or you was molested or raped or whatever cases, because I have so many women that came across my path,
right?
And I'm like, wow, how did you endure so much pain?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, but at the same time, I'm able to walk to help them through it. You know,
right.
I don't know how I do it. I can't honestly say, but I know one thing is good to do is listen and not judge others.
That's exactly
so,
right.
With that in mind, that's what I use the magazine for. It's basically to inspire, to let everyone know that Nicole is not perfect, never will be perfect, but yet I'm here to help anyone through my testimony.
Absolutely.
That's what I live for.
Absolutely. And, you know, I want to say, too, that you guys have an incredible woman, Simone, on the cover of this month's magazine, our very own Darlene St. Romain of Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. Talk about how that happened, Simone.
Darlene is one of our, like you said, biggest cheerleaders, our biggest supporters.
Yes.
She's behind us. And then again, we got to know Darlene
mm-hmm.
and know Darlene a lot about what Darlene's journey has been like.
Mm-hmm.
And Darlene's journey is so much like so many other women
mm-hmm.
that are our readers and our other supporters, that we felt like, you know, she was somebody could look at and say,
mm-hmm.
hey, if Darlene can do it, so can I.
Oh.
So they can relate to Darlene.
Mm-hmm.
Darlene's story and her life is so relatable for so
mm-hmm.
many women. So that's why Darlene is on the cover. And we try to put women in there that other people can relate to. It's no purpose in putting someone on there who they can't relate to.
Exactly.
Because they're not going to be interested in it. And number two, even if they read it, they're not going to get anything out of it.
Absolutely.
So that is the purpose. That's the reason why Darlene is on the cover.
And Darlene is absolutely an inspirational and a pivotal woman, and our hats off are off to her. Now, Simone, before we got to let you guys go, give us the website. Tell us how we can connect with Mature Woman Now.
Okay. The website is maturewomannow.com. The digital magazine is there where you can go and take a look at it. As of July, we will be going to print, and it'll be a magazine will be released every other month thereon in print. We have events there on the website. We have other information. You can go there, and you also can subscribe to the print edition, which is $9.99. You can pay via PayPal on the website, and that's for the remainder of the year. There will be three issues for the rest of 2012.
Absolutely.
So go there and check it out.
MatureWomanNow.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. Listen, Simone Higginbotham, Nicole Jones, the publishers and owners of Mature Woman Now. It's something you got to go check out. Ladies, you guys have been absolutely inspirational this morning. May God continue to bless the work of your hands and that you grow and grow. And we thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network. Thank you both.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. You're on point, everybody. We'll be right back.
Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? The shoes on my feet, I bought it.
Join thousands as we celebrate the 2012 18th Annual Natchez, Louisiana Heritage Festival in Natchez, Louisiana, located 9 miles south of Natchez, Louisiana. The atmosphere will be electrifying with live music, live band, food, and activities for the entire family. Come join this year's festival absolutely free and open to Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. The parade leads the festival, and the lineup begins at 9 a.m. at the United Missionary Baptist Church on Highway 1 South. This year's 18th annual Natchez, Louisiana Heritage Festival comes alive with the rededication of the Natchez Pecan Park, all happening June 23rd. Vendor booths are available, and for more information, you can contact Monique Sarpy at 318-332-8264. The 18th annual Natchez, Louisiana Heritage Festival, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Things are heating up at Dillard's Cosmetics Department. Saturday, June 30th from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., it's the first annual summer heat event. If you have skin that needs to be refreshed and revitalized, you need great new color, perfect foundation matches, cool off with fun games, giveaways, a live DJ, plus so much more. To reserve your gift, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Cosmetics Department in the Alexandria Mall. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubero and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubero and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubero and Associates, Marksville.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
What you want is something delicious. What you need is a wholesome start. What you deserve is a balance of both. Introducing new blueberry banana nut oatmeal from McDonald's. Made to order with crunchy premium walnuts. A tasty hint of real banana. Two servings of whole grain oats. Loaded with fresh, juicy blueberries. It's the perfect balance you deserve. Just one of many delicious, wholesome breakfast choices under 300 calories at McDonald's. The simple joy of a balanced morning at participating McDonald's for a limited time only.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Get to a better state with Kyle Wolf and his team in Avoyelles Parish, and you can phone them at 318-346-6695. For more information about the Southwest Beverage Safety Messages, log on to their website at www.beresponsible.com. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works and Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, log on to their website at hicksonhasit.com. If you're just joining us this morning, we had an incredible conversation with two women who just decided to step out of the boat and start their magazine. It's called Mature Woman Now, and it is a periodical that is for and about women, and it talks about things that we all face on a daily basis. And you know, even though we're all different, we're all very much alike, and we love those stories when we can bring women together that have conceived a dream and then seen it birthed and then do the work. And I love how real Simone was about the peaks and the valleys, the highs and the lows, and understanding people. And she said, you know, I guess I was so moved by it because the faith-based community always talks about faith and always talks about the word. And she wasn't one of those women that said, you know, oh, you know, God, God, and faith, faith. She said, I wasn't a woman that really did anything by faith. I never really took those kind of risks, but I decided to use my faith, put it to work, and get to work. And now they're seeing the fruit of Mature Woman Now. It's just very interesting. And you know, we live to cheerlead for other women who are doing great things, that are aspiring to live their dreams, aspiring to start their businesses and to be all the things that God has said that they could be. And I'm going to tell you, we've been talking about the playoffs in sports, but it was never more apparent to me. It doesn't matter what level you're on. You know, when we were talking to Reva Timms a few weeks ago, there was an interesting word that I came across in her book. And I think it's really a great word for where a lot of people are. And many of us are in that stage of life where we're in between. And the word is liminal. And it just means the state of being in limbo. In limbo. A lot of people are in limbo. And when we get to those places of being in limbo, it doesn't feel good. You know, you feel like you got to do something. But sometimes we just have to rest in that stage. Just rest there and know that it's coming. And God said to me, you know, they were talking about King James and he's the king. You know, well, when David was anointed king, and I said it at the top of the show, he didn't go out and become king. There was an anointing, but before he could step into that anointing, he had to do some things. And maybe that's where we all are. Before we step into the fullness of the anointing, we have to do some things. And so when we can find people, D.C., that have great stories to tell of starting, just starting, absolutely, we love to talk about those things.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. It really is a joy to know that women are stepping out, mm-hmm, and doing things. And there's some women right here in Central Louisiana,
that's right,
that are doing things that they want to step out, and they need to be inspired. And next week we're gonna do a show, and we'd like to just ask anybody out there, if you wrote a book, your book is finished, and you've gotten it in print, and you would like to have the opportunity to come on and tell people about your book, we're going to try to put a show like that together next week. So if you're out there and you have a book that you've authored and that you've written, and you want to be able to come on and let the Central Community, Louisiana community, know about that book, then what we're going to do is we're going to produce a show to have you come on and tell people about your book. In other words, you have the opportunity to come on and let people know, this is my book, this is why I wrote it, this is what it's about, this is what's happening with it, and we'd like for you to go out and purchase it at the places that you have it posted.
Absolutely. And, you know, it is our mission to encourage all people who are trying to live their dream, and especially women. I mean, it is tough. It's tough for many women, and I love what Simone said. I love a lot of what she said, because she was just very real and very open. Many women have gone through divorces, have gone through hurts and pains, and gone through what society says who we should be, what we should weigh, what dress size we should be. And, you know, we all have to come out of our box and right, know that God has a great plan for each and every one of us.
Absolutely. And it's very important that folks know this about us here at On Point Talk. Whether you're advertising with somebody else, if you're showcasing your situation somewhere else, we understand that you better know what to do and how to present your information. But we here are about helping you to find your destiny, to find your dream. And it doesn't matter who you advertise with. If you need us to help you, because that's what we're here for. You know, so mm-hmm, we're not like the little boy who likes to pick up his toys and go home because somebody decided to do something with somebody else. That's not how we do it here at On Point. You were much more professional and classy. So if you're doing something somewhere else and you need us to help you to get it out there, feel free to call.
Absolutely. And so, you know, the word of the morning, and I want to give you the word for today. I hope that you'll stick with it. And I'm going to spell it. It's liminality. L-I-M-I-N-A-L-I-T-Y. And what it means is transitional period. A phase of a rite of passage. So sometimes you can be in that transition time. And what we want to do is encourage you to rest and know. And this is like, we're such great sporting fans at our house. And so every time we see another dream achieved, it speaks to possibility.
Absolutely.
And so last night spoke to possibility. You know, people were hoping and praying that, you know, LeBron would fail. But, you know, he just stayed the course. He made some adjustments. And that's what we all have to do. Just stay the course, make some adjustments.
Right.
And know that it's okay to be in transition.
Shake the haters off.
You know, and so he shook the haters off and he started living his dream. He started loving his passion again.
Absolutely.
And that's how he came out of it. And so this morning, we hope that you were inspired to just, if you're in transition, to say, you know what, it's okay. I can be here and I can rest here. And know that the gifts and callings are without the repentance of God. And so really what the word is saying is that when God promised you something, when he showed you something, he didn't change his mind no matter how long it took. Look at Javon Howard, 18 seasons before he could even win an NBA title.
Absolutely.
18 years.
He hung in there and fought the good fight. And he waited. But he didn't decide that since LeBron was there, let me hate on him.
Like, because no, LeBron was bigger, better, greater, and got all the publicity. And, you know, that's where we all have to get. It
Absolutely.
Doesn't matter if somebody Absolutely. Seems like they get ahead of you.
Absolutely.
That doesn't mean that
Don't
negates
hate.
Your opportunity, your what God showed
Absolutely.
You. It's still very much there.
It's very much a possibility. You just have to stay the course and put God first and let him do it for you.
Absolutely. And so it doesn't matter. You know, sometimes you look at people and you say, I know I'm praying way more than them. I'm going to church way more than them. I'm tithing way more than them. And they seem like they're ahead of the game. Well, you know what? That's okay, because the gifts and promises are without the repentance of God. And if God showed you something, he showed it to you. You need to put him in remembrance of his word. And you know what? No matter how many times you fall down, you just keep getting back up.
Absolutely.
You keep getting back up and good things will happen. And good things are going to happen this weekend at the Louisiana Natchez Heritage Festival.
The festival.
In Natchez, Louisiana.
Natchez, Louisiana.
The OPT family is going to be there in full effect. We're going to be out there in the OPT cruiser. We're going to have, DC's telling me he's going to get some good candy.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to be out there. We look forward to meeting you out there. We look forward to meeting all of the board members that have worked so hard to put this event together. We look forward to meeting people from around the state of Louisiana.
Absolutely. And as the executive manager of On Point Talk, let me just thank the folks of Natchez, Louisiana, for giving us the opportunity to showcase what you guys are doing down there. We don't take it lightly. Carlette is going to be the keynote speaker for the event. And we're going to bring everything that we are here at On Point Talk, all of our professionalism, everything that we display, you know, our the way that we try to uplift others. And we are so proud and so honored that you guys would ask us to do it. And we just like to say right now, publicly, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. We don't take it lightly, and we are absolutely honored and really just humbled by being asked. And so
absolutely.
We look forward to meeting all of the people in and around Natchez, Louisiana. It's 9 miles south of Natchitoches, Louisiana. There's going to be a big parade. There's going to be dancing. There's going to be lots of food. And we look forward to having an incredible good time down in Natchez, Louisiana,
Natchez.
The 18th annual Natchez Heritage Festival. It's going to be on point. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back right after this. Dream.
there are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by McDonald's of Pineville, Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, LACVT, Dr. Gary Jones and Dr. Chance DeWitt, Healing Sinlaw, one heartbeat at a time. For more information, you can phone them at 318-442-0106. And the Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to their website at www.aatss.com or phone them at 337-214-0428. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Want to remind you to go to Mature Woman Now. Go to their website at maturewomannow.com. Darlene St. Romain is on the cover of this month's magazine. It's a great article, and a woman who is absolutely awe-inspiring and inspiring her community. And she is the change that she wants to see. You can reach out to Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services by dialing 318-346-2540 in Bunkie. And in Opelousas, you can phone 337-942-9939. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. You know, if you're just joining the show, we're wrapping up this week. But it's always about encouraging, uplifting, and enlightening people one conversation at a time. And we always love it when women come out and they come together and they do the unexpected. They do things that they have never even expected that they could do themselves. And that's what it's really, really all about. And I am telling you, it is like Lisa Bevere said, when we finally come together and we realize we don't have to compete with each other. And Christians say it all the time, what God has for me is for, yeah, you finish it. We know, but we got to stop saying it. We got to be about it. We got to stop talking about it, and we got to be about it. And you got to know that if you're in a state of liminality, if you're in that state of transition, that doesn't mean that you're forgotten. It doesn't mean that your turn is not coming. It just simply means that you've got to wait. And then even when your turn comes, you got to work. And you got to work. And you got to work some more. One of the things that the ladies from Mature Woman Now talked about were all the jobs that they had to do. Anytime you start a business, you have 20 or 30 jobs each to do to make your business run and be successful. And so that's all I really want to say about that. But we're going to keep talking about it. Listen, if you've got a great new business, if you've got a great new book, if you've got something that you're working on, you know, if you're a new author and you've just had your book published and you're trying to get it out there, we'd like to do a segment for new authors where we bring you in and we let you expose your book to our listeners and tell people about the book and about the journey, DC.
Absolutely. We're going to try to do it next week, depending on how many authors are out there that call us. So if you're out there.
It may even have to be it'll be either next week or the following.
Well, it depends on how many people call.
Okay.
We're booked totally?
Yeah, I think so.
We'll see, though. But
let's give them the website and the phone number to the office.
Give it to them.
Okay, the website is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website and you can tell us about your book. You can leave your contact info there. Or you can call us at our offices at 318-445-5658. Or you can drop your book in the mail to us at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, Alexandria, and zip it up with 71302. Now, you know what, DC?
Yeah.
It's the weekend.
It is.
It's the weekend of the 18th annual Natchez, Louisiana.
Heritage Festival in Natchez, Louisiana.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you what, the New Birth Baptist Church is where, the New Birth Baptist Choir is going to be there. Jabez Baptist Choir is going to be there. Zydeco Country Boys are going to be there. They're going to have a great parade kicking off at 9 a.m. So if you want to be in the parade, they're saying all you got to do is come and line up and you can be in the parade. The OPT Cruiser is going to be in the parade. And guess what? This year's theme, it's bringing our community together.
Bring them together.
Through a combination of healthy choices.
Don't divide them.
Healthy living and a healthy generation. I love it. Y'all, it is such a pleasure going around the state and meeting people, talking to people, and hearing your dreams and hearing what it is that you're trying to birth. And that's what we do. We absolutely enjoy it. Let us hear from you by going to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. It is too hot, Central Louisiana, and it's going to be too hot in Natchez, Louisiana. Y'all, we love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. Don't forget to be the change that you want to see in the world. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe weekend, and we want to see you in Natchez, Louisiana this weekend. If not, we'll see you right back here on Monday. Have a great weekend.
You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT